This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel struck an ambulance near a Gaza hospital on Friday in an attack the military said targeted militants. Here's Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda.
Video obtained by Reuters shows the aftermath of an Israeli airstrike outside a Gaza City hospital on Friday, which Israel's military says targeted an ambulance being used to move Hamas fighters, but which Gaza's health authorities, which are run by Hamas, said was transporting wounded civilians out of the besieged city, with a large number of people dying.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda, who says that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made it clear earlier on Friday there would be no pause in the war with Hamas unless Israeli hostages were released. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. American Muslim groups say that the Biden administration's efforts to combat Islamophobia in the United States must go hand in hand with the protection of Palestinians. Here's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakasara.
As the war in Gaza intensifies, Islamophobia and anti-Semitism in the U.S. have increased. The administration released its national strategy to counter anti-Semitism in May. It said it has long worked on a strategy to counter Islamophobia.
This is an administration that's taken action not just the last couple of weeks or the last couple of months, but started this process back in December of last year.
The White House denies that the announcement of its Islamophobia initiative was done to placate Muslims angry at President Joe Biden's unwavering support for Israel. Patsy Wadakasara, VOA News at the White House.
This is VOA News. A strong earthquake has shaken northwestern Nepal, and officials say at least 54 people are dead, dozens more injured. Rescuers are searching the mountain villages. Officials say that toll is expected to rise, saying communication was cut off with many of the villages there. U.S. President Joe Biden, First Lady Jill Biden, met on Friday with families and victims of that mass shooting that devastated the U.S. city of Lewiston, Maine.
18 precious souls stolen, 13 wounded, children, grandchildren, spouses, siblings, parents, grandparents, bowling coaches, union workers, beloved members, advocates and friends of Lewiston deaf and hard of hearing community.
On October 25th, a gunman opened fire on people at a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston, killing 18, injuring 13. A judge in Virginia has ruled that a teacher who was shot by her 6-year-old student in class can press forward with a $40 million lawsuit. It means that Abby Zerwiner would get as much more than just workers' compensation if she wins. Former first-grade teacher was hospitalized and endured multiple surgeries after the bullet struck her hand and chest in January. She alleges school administrators ignored warnings that the boy had a gun that day. Lawyers for the Newport News Public Schools argued she was eligible only for workers' compensation. And some legal experts agree they expect her lawsuit to fail because of the state's strict workers' comp law covering allegations of negligence. Ukrainian soldiers facing a second winter on the battlefield, exhaustion setting in as they accept that Russia has a far bigger army and more weapons. Here's Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham.
Ukraine's commander-in-chief, Valery Zaluzhny, described a stalemate on the battlefield in an interview published this week, though he worried that a protracted attritional war would favour Russia. The stark assessment coincides with the advent of seasonal rains, which makes it harder to advance over muddy ground. Only new capabilities, including more supplies from Western allies, as well as locally produced drones, would tip the balance back in Ukrainian favour, Zaluzhny said.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham, who says having focused on defense in the first part of the war, Ukraine launched this counteroffensive in June, aiming to cut Russia's supply lines. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.